In the following year, 1568, St. Teresa made two more foundations of nuns in Malagon and in Valladolid. And in the meantime, plans were going ahead for the first foundation of friars. A gentleman from Avila, named Don Rafael, with whom I had never spoken, found out, I don't know how, about my desire to make a foundation for disguised friars. He came and offered me a house he owned in a little town of very few inhabitants. He kept the house there for an administrator who collected the revenue from his grain fields. Although I imagined how it might look, I praised our Lord and thanked this gentleman very much. He told me it was on the direct route to Medina del Campo, and that since I had to pass by there to make the foundation in Valladolid, I could see it. I told him I would, and indeed that is what I did. Although we left in the morning, we got lost because we didn't know the road. And since the place is little known, we couldn't get much information about where it was. When we thought we were near, we discovered we had just as far to go. The result was that we arrived shortly before nightfall. When we entered the house, it was in such a state that we dared not remain there that night. It wasn't at all clean and was filled with vermin. It had a fairly good entranceway, a room double in size, a loft and a small kitchen. This was all we had for our monastery. I figured the entranceway could serve as the chapel, the loft as the choir, and the room for sleeping. My companion, although much better than I and very fond of penance, couldn't bear the thought of my planning to found a monastery there, and said to me, "Surely, Mother, there isn't a soul, however good, that could put up with this. Don't even consider it." The father who came with me, although he agreed with my companion, did not oppose me, since I had told him my intentions.